Some of you have been asking about the fate of a man known as Reggie, an Afghan who served as an interpreter for U.S. troops. He was on this program last week on the phone from Kabul. Listeners were deeply affected when he said he was simply grateful that Americans remembered him.
My family, my kids is telling me that bad guy is going to come and is going to kill you first dead than us. And I keep telling them no, there are a lot of good friends that I have in America. I have made a lot of good friends and they're going to take us, baby. You don't have to worry about it.
We can now tell you that Reggie was right. He did have friends. There's a constellation of Americans trying to get out those who served with them in Afghanistan. They sometimes seem near tears when you talk with them and then turn back to their efforts to leave nobody behind. One of those people is Captain Flo Groberg of Washington State. He spent recent weeks pulling every string he knows to get Afghans onto planes. Groberg is a recipient of the Medal of Honor. In 2012, he was serving in Afghanistan when a man approached wearing a suicide vest. Groberg shoved the suicide bomber aside and to the ground, saving other members of his unit, but the vest detonated. Groberg lost some of his hearing and much of the use of one leg. Reggie, the interpreter, helped him to stop the bleeding, even though Reggie had been wounded himself. In recent days, as Kabul fell to the Taliban, Groberg and others were working to get Reggie out. Groberg called friends and also counseled Reggie. He told him to take his papers to the airport. Reggie says he tried to push through the crowds.
Every single Afghan were trying to get in, so I wasn't able to get in because I have kids and I don't want my kids to get hurt or die because people were running when the police or the guards, security guard at the airport were charging the people.
Reggie went home and called Flo Groberg back in America, who made another call to another friend and gave Reggie fresh instructions. Take your wife and your five kids, hide your documents, bring no luggage, and pass the Taliban checkpoints. And this time, go to a different entrance to the airport, not the one mobbed by thousands. An army sergeant will be there waiting for you.
My kids actually, they were with me. When we were driving, we were acting that we are going to see one of our relatives. And we were prepared like that, you know, like having some food with us. And we decided that if insurgent asked from each one of my family members, so I told my family member, you have to tell that we are going to our cousin's house. And over there, that's why we're taking food for him. And he's a sick. That was the excuse that we created.
How nervous were your kids?
To be honest, sir, it was almost like they were feeling that they're going to die any moment. Looking to my kids, I couldn't look to their eyes because they were looking almost, they have no kids in no way. And they were completely lost. Even they were not eating food. And my wife was also crying. And because she was looking around, people were running like crazy, male, female, kids.
When you were going across the city, did you have a moment of thinking, I may never see this place again?
No. I thought I'm not going to be able to make it at all. There was not a hope because of a lot of people, a lot of crowd. I was not expecting that I can make it.
And then what was it like when you got past the gate and you knew that you were inside the airport?
The feeling was totally different. The smile suddenly came to my family faces, to my kids and me. And I turned my face to my family. Now I told them, we are safe. And I took a very deep breath.
Sometime after midnight, August 20, a military transport took off from Kabul. Reggie, his wife, and five kids were sitting with other refugees on the floor. The few windows were covered, so there was no final glimpse of their country. They landed at a U.S. base in Qatar, waited 2 days in a large building there, and then were told to board another transport.
When I got to the plane after two hours flying in the sky, I asked the pilot that where are we going? And then one of the, I think it was the crew of a plane. He told me, we don't know exactly, maybe Italy, maybe Germany. But before 30 minutes landing, he said, we are about to land in 30 minutes and we are landing in Italy.
What was the first thing you remember seeing when you got off the plane?
When first we were sitting, they said, you have to just wait for a couple of minutes and we will open the door. And then I saw a couple of the U.S. military guy in a uniform and the U.S. representative. They came inside the plane from the where the pilot sitting. They used that door and they came and they used the speaker and they welcomed us and they introduced themselves. And they said, this is welcome to the Italy and we are here to serve you people. And we welcome all of you.
What city are you in? Do you know?
No, still I don't know what city I am.
So we're in Italy. Where are you from what you can tell? Are you on a military base of some kind?
Yes, it's a military base. It is military base right now.
Do you have any idea how long you're supposed to stay there?
I believe we are here to complete the process. The process, I'm sure, the embassy is going to start opening their office right in front of our place.
Oh, the visa process, right.
Yeah. So we have to complete the process. After that, H1 is going to hit wherever they want to go. For example, I'm planning to go to Texas.
He has a brother in Fort Worth. Some other Afghans have no idea where to go, and Reggie has been interpreting for them as they line up for COVID tests and fingerprinting. I hope everything works out okay for you.
That is now hope. Now I feel very relaxed, excited, just waiting, when this process completes and get to the United States of America and meet all my old buddies. And I have a lot of Afghan friends that they already made it to the U.S. like long time ago. And then I have the U.S. military friends, and almost five family are waiting, and they're excited, and they keep calling me that, when you're going to call me, I'm going to invite you to our house, introduce you to my family and my kids. So it's I'm very excited to go there and see my old buddies.
For now, Reggie is walking around the military base somewhere in Italy. His kids got donated toys. He got a shower. Donated clothes had begun arriving, and he was hoping to find a clean shirt. He'd been wearing the same clothes since that desperate ride to the airport last Thursday. Yesterday, he got his phone charged and took a call. It was his sister. She's still in Kabul, and she was crying. He says he needs to get her out next, somehow.